There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Welcome to the Mungin Ass, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour from the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn, Action Jackson in for the vacationing. Ken, Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk is on the ones and twos. And Doug, in the Horton Watkins Studios, today known as the Seckman Studios, KG in O-Town, who is our coworker.
Oh, I didn't see him back there. Hello, KG.
Hi, Doug. I missed you this morning.
Yeah, I didn't see you. You hiding?
Oh, no.
Okay.
You so snuck on by. You're quick.
All right. Yes, I did. Well, it's great to have
Doug
you here.
Doug doesn't like to talk to people he considers, quote unquote, off air.
Yeah. Or beneath me.
Right.
Peasants.
Mm-hmm. Some of the newer employees. Yeah.
You need to earn your stripes.
You know. So how was Florida?
Ooh, I'm glowing, Doug.
Are you really?
It was a great trip. Got to see some base. Got to catch a game with the McKernan family.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that was a dream come
honor.
True.
There are people who'd pay tens of millions of dollars to get an opportunity to watch the Cardinals and Nationals with my wife and my five-year-old and my one-year-old running up and down the aisle. I mean, what an absolute treat.
If that's the case, you ought to turn that into your full-time job.
Well, I'm going to go to OnlyFans, and Plowhawk and I are going to do a live stream tonight.
Okay.
Nice. Like, we're like a family, like a joint Facebook. We have a joint OnlyFans account.
Have you?
Just a couple guys on a Zoom call showing their hogs.
Oh.
We got a picture in picture.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yep, it is a business model, and we're excited about it.
I don't know.
But Doug, KG in O-Town got to hang out with Cassie.
Lucky.
He got to hang out at Roger Dean Stadium 2 days ago. And then you had the night flight from Fort Lauderdale to St. Louis?
I was supposed to fly out of Palm Beach into Baltimore, and it kept getting delayed, so I was going to miss my Baltimore connection.
Mm-hmm. That's not on the way. If you look at a map, it isn't on the way.
No, it seemed a little out of the way. So I actually had to cancel that evening, and I flew back yesterday. I think I left Fort Lauderdale at 6:05 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, landed in St. Louis right at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's about a 2.5-hour flight if you just go straight.
Right, but the airport was popping when you returned, right? Right.
Oh, yeah. It was hard to move in there.
What about the Burger King line? Had people already begun the process of getting ready for a big day?
Oh, yeah. You weren't getting anywhere near that thing if you didn't already have your spot.
Mm.
It had more people than Cucina.
Oh, did it?
Had there ever been at Lambert where there are three flights that have come in at the same time? Because every time I land there, regardless of the time, there's only two carousels.
Probably at the Southwest Terminal. Southwest Terminal, that would be the case, like in the middle of the day, but probably not in Terminal 1.
Yeah, that Terminal 1 is a dead zone.
I'm sure they plan it so that the inbound flights are staggered a bit. Outbound as well.
They plan it really well to make it empty.
Oh. Well, blame Carl Icahn.
That's right. That's who deserves the blame, right? Mm-hmm.
Did he take TWA? Was that it?
Yes, he did.
That
he bought it and sold it off. Instead of being a hub where you could fly anywhere, now you can fly to Chicago, Atlanta, or Dallas, and that's about it.
Was that late 80s, early 90s when that happened?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, it's
and then Americans said they were going to maintain St. Louis as a hub, and part of me thinks they decided not to.
No, went to Dallas.
What, yep, they, what do they have that we don't have?
A large city, an enormous...
The Mavericks.
Yeah,
Mavs. And the Mavericks.
Yeah. Competent, probably local government, I would assume.
Well, that helps too, yeah. KG, I think what people really want to know is more about Cassie Moore, how this whole thing is evolving.
Well, I did show a couple of the boys this morning. I do have a pretty limited edition piece of memorabilia.
What do you have?
No!
I have a personalized autograph, enlarged Steadfast Eyes album cover. It's one of one.
Oh. It's kind of a glossy. It's kind of a glossy.
I know.
That needs to be framed and put in the studio.
No, that's staying at my house.
Oh.
That's a keepsake.
Okay.
Shadow box item.
So have you been in contact with her, though, since?
No, not necessarily. We, like I said, I'm playing it slow. And like she had that important meeting in L.A. and then something in New York, so... I'm trying to give her a little space.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who this Junior the Juice Man is, Doug, but he is not a KG and O-Town fan. And KG and O-Town, part of what I would describe as the process of being a part of this show is to experience hatred. It's a very important part of what is a wonderful, wonderful industry. And Junior the Juice Man says, "Oh great, this simp again." That was sent in at 7:10. And then at 7:14, he reappeared to say, "Please regale us with tales of your jet-setting, Grammy-bound date, comma, simp." Doug, that's Junior the Juice Man.
Block him! Block him! Who is this Juice Man, and why is he chirping?
Hating. Just hating.
He is hating.
We like tales of the road. We like to hear when people go on vacation and meet up with a big famous celebrity. Who doesn't want to know about that?
Really want to know the guy's stats in terms of what he does, weight, where he lives. Maybe we could guess.
Yeah. We want his financials.
Cut or uncut.
Now here comes Eric in the Central West End. Quote, "Important meeting in L.A., a.k.a. get this Jeffco Hoosier out of my life." That's from Eric in the Central West End. And KG in O-Town is experiencing what we all have experienced at one point or another. For me, it was about 18 years ago. KG in O-Town, this is the moment where a portion of the audience turns on you because now you know you are a part of the show.
I'll take it, friends.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Just comes in, tries to help a little bit, fill in when someone's not here, and the callers just hate him. No reason.
Right. F that guy. KG is him. Love having him on the program. Doug, that's from Larry Thornton.
Do. Of course
there
we do.
There you go. See, and then you get support as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry.
Are you here tomorrow too, KG? Or
I am.
Nice.
And then Marshy Marsh and the Playful Posse is going to be in tomorrow, am I correct?
Yeah, yeah, Marshy Marsh, he's looking forward to it.
So what's the crew? Tim?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is my vacation.
Lucky.
But we knew Ken was going to be out starting on, well, I guess it started last Wednesday, but he texted on Sunday. And so I just didn't think, Doug, it would be right to have, what would you call it, 40% of the dais off?
Well, about that. Whatever. They hate us anyway. Wherever you bring in, they hate their guts.
So it's not, I'd be up anyway, and I wouldn't be doing anything outside of just drinking my coffee. And so I'm like, I'll just do the show, you know? So it's not a big deal. So hold on a second. Me, Doug, Jackson, Plowhawk, KG and O-Town, Marshy Marsh and the Playful Posse. We go from 5 members of the dais to 6 members of the dais tomorrow, if my math is correct. And I did not graduate from Missouri, so it could be wrong, but I think that's correct.
Yeah.
And I'm still thankful we don't have to use Mike 5. We can put Marshy Marsh in the Tim chair. And still not have issue. Because that mic over there by Doug isn't the best.
Why not?
We won't have to. It's just a little hollow.
Oh.
We don't. We hardly use it or ever use it, so I don't know if we kind of.
It's the cuck position.
It's where Iggy resides.
Yeah, when someone comes and cucks him out of his chair.
And he has to sit there, and it's a little narrow over there, too, so he's kind of saunter in there.
There is an area where we could go private here with the listeners.
Right, there is, yeah. And we have
curtains.
The drapes could be,
A little chair where they could sit down.
A little track
wrap yourself
right
up like a burrito in the curtains.
I'll sit on Doug's lap if I need to.
May I dare ask a question here? Is there anything new on the new studio?
I believe we will be in there. I don't want to say something and then it not like...
We've already said about a Nego video and this, we're already wrong. So I bet you by the time you get back, Tim, it's ready.
That's what I'm thinking it's ready now, but they weren't going to change it due to the YouTube situation, what we put in so Tim can be on YouTube as well. So I believe the message I was received was that once you are back, we will be moving into our new studio. Everything's set up in there. They got mics. They're just going to move the cameras that we use for YouTube right now and from here into there. So that is the final step. So
do we have a say where the cameras go? Or
they'll set that all up for us. Yeah.
I just don't want one behind me. This little guy here.
It's not really.
Because people can see what you're scrolling on the Twitter tweets.
Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's been a fun element, of the show, a nice addition. But it is kind of annoying. I feel like I'm always being watched, like it's like Big Brother or like I'm in the Truman Show. So I'd like a little bit of privacy, somewhat.
Screen privacy. YouTube.
Screen privacy would be fantastic.
Right.
I'd like to scroll in peace, Doug.
It's like that thing when you post a picture and people pick it. Whatever's in the background doesn't matter what the main focus of the picture is.
Right.
They'll find something. Oh, you've got hardwood floors. Oh my gosh, must be nice.
Like when people do a satellite interview on TV and they put all the books that they own in their entire house behind them.
Right.
You know.
Or an award they won in eighth grade or something.
Can make sure that everyone knows they're learned.
Don't say learned.
You got the lanyards, you know, from when you started. Mm-hmm. All the media lanyards are behind you.
Mm-hmm. Just...
It took a mere 12 months to build the Empire State Building. This must be one hell of a studio if it's taking 18 months to finish it up. Doug, that's Hammer and Hank. He is not happy with the pacing.
Why would he care? How's it going to affect him what studio we sit in?
That's a very fair question.
And he's upset by it.
Did it really only take a year to build the Empire State Building? It's pretty impressive.
I would ship the over on that, but, you know, I trust Hammer and Hank, so I don't want to go against him.
Didn't they build some big skyscraper in China in, like, a week or something?
I wouldn't step foot in there.
They cleared up an entire road and rebuilt a road and a bridge in, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
Literally, there's, like, 2 days.
But this studio is special. It's a heck of a studio.
There's so much more room, like, I'm telling you.
1 year and 45 days for Empire State Building.
Damn. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Yeah. March of 1930. That's when they started building it. And probably
when the economy was booming.
Yeah. Well.
Well, not so much. People would probably work for nothing.
And
That's probably what helped it.
Yeah. You know, no safety either. Work? I can't imagine much safety precautions.
No, if we have half a dozen fall off the top of it, you deal with it.
Jackson, did anybody pass away during the construction of the Empire State Building? I would imagine wherever you got that information, it probably... details that. Sweet mother of mercy.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean...
Doug, my palms are sweating just thinking about it.
Well, those pictures of them sitting, like, you know, on steel front, that gives me the heebies, man.
Five workers died in a slip and fall or struck by accidents over the 13-month construction of...
Wouldn't you think you could construct some, like, large circus net near the bottom of the ground, so if you did fall, you'd fall into a net?
But I think if you're falling from that high, it doesn't matter what's going to catch you, you're going to hit it, it's going to feel like concrete. Because if you're going as fast as humanly possible, like, the maximum speed you can go... which it's a number that I can't remember, then you're going to...
Because it's 6 miles an hour, right?
Yeah, six times a certain amount. You're going to hit the ground, and the same thing with water. Like, you fall off a tall building into water, it feels like concrete. Like, you're just going to die. So, I don't know what kind of circus net you're going to be...
How about giant patty?
It doesn't matter. If you're falling from the top of the Empire State Building, you are going to die no matter what you hit.
And you're
going to
have a heart attack before you hit the circus netting anyway.
I like the idea. It'd
give you a chance, wouldn't it?
Like in the old cartoons when the fireman would put the trampoline and hold it.
Oh, can you imagine that trampoline, the bounce back you'd get?
Yeah, I don't think...
There have been people falling out of planes that have survived.
You told me that story, and it was crazy. Yeah, that is wild.
I think you're good. I don't know if circus netting's going to help you.
I don't know.
Well, they needed you back in 1929, 1930. Where were you?
Well, I don't think OSHA was around, that's for sure.
No.
Probably not if you looked at the photos.
You just didn't walk around up there on the I-beam 800 feet off the ground. And that's okay. The wind probably won't start blowing. Safety harness? Nah.
Are that?
Harrison's brother Master not happy. What? You obviously don't care, Plowboy. You scroll the internet all day during working hours. Shame on you. That's from Harrison's brother Master.
Oh.
Shame on you.
Yeah, you're texting a radio show while you're working, dumbass.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, I scroll through Twitter, but it's like informative. You should see some of the nuggets I've tweeted out and brought up on this show to enhance it.
We're in the news media. We're
I can't remember any off the top of my head.
No,
but I, you know,
been
it's
plenty.
Happened. Yeah.
No.
So.
You just go ahead and keep scrolling.
What do you scroll? Like Twitter? What did they say you're doing? Death scrolling Twitter?
Yeah, I just. No, but I like to find little nuggies.
Yeah, sure you do.
We got breaking news coming in from the Thumb Out of Water, which is a 618 texter name. We have a muckety muck update. Turns out my brake pads are down to nothing and need to be replaced. They at Mungan S, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com had to order new pads, and Tim, these people gave me a brand spanking new RDX to drive.
Oh.
My wife loves the car, and we will be getting a car from Munganest when her lease is up. Brian in the service department has been great through the entire process. Doug, just another happy and sassified customer with Munganest St. Louis Acura,
sure,
and Alton Toyota, sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour, and usually the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown, although this week the players decided to call an audible.
Love
and
it.
I was emailing with the great Jamie Burkhardt last night, and he really enjoyed Jackson's audible to allow the audience to watch him draw from memory,
mm-hmm,
a map of the United States instead of the Mungan S Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown.
I bet.
That's a return you just can't,
it's probably
you
something,
know,
yeah,
replicate.
You'd like to sponsor that as well. Jackson's about to hold it up again for the cameras for you two. There's his little
look at that. I'm watching it.
Yep.
But
good
I'm
map.
Mungan S, I have driven the TLX, which is the, you know,
sedan.
Yeah, the sedan version. Those car,
oh,
those Acuras.
I
mean, you shut the front door. It's unbelievable, Doug. They are fantastic.
When they give you the loaner, those are the times you say, gosh, I hope there's a delay on those brake pads. I don't
can
want my
I have
car
it
back.
For the weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a delight. Oh, and they are super, super gracious there.
Oh, yeah. They will treat you right, that's for sure.
Thank you to Mungan S for the sponsorship of the 7 o'clock hour. Thank you to Engineer Design Facilities for the sponsorship of the text inbox, which is already very active. 314-881-TMA5 is how you can text into the program. Engineer Design Facilities, sponsor of the text inbox now for a couple of years here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And if you would like to support the sponsors, Engineer Design Facilities can be contacted via email or by checking out their website at edf-rg.com or by emailing fire@edf-rg.com. If you have visibility to your company or place of business's commercial fire alarm panel and system, email them at fire@edf-rg.com. They'll have a technician come out and provide a free evaluation of your system and offer the most competitive contract pricing in the market. You can also check them out anytime at edf-rg.com, the official commercial fire alarm services and solutions provider of this award-winning radio presentation. TMA. It's Engineer Design Facilities, edf-rg.com. The Cardinal lineup for today's spring training game, and this is a Jim Dandy because the New York Yankees have made their way across the state of Florida, and they will be at Roger Dean Stadium as the spring training schedule comes to a close here over the next few days. Doug, would you like to guess the Cardinal lineup now that the World Baseball Classic is over?
Are they going with what might look like a preview of the season opener? Are they going with all the big guys?
I would say all but one player who you know will be in the starting lineup is in the lineup today. That player is Nolan Arenado. He is not in the lineup.
All right.
Paul Goldschmidt is. I have now given you hints. I would like to see you construct today's lineup against the New York Yankees.
Righty or left? They don't care if in spring training. I was trying to figure if they bet Nootbaar leadoff or Donovan.
I would actually tell you that neither. So there is one final.
Okay. That's actually surprising.
Edmund hitting leadoff?
That's correct.
Edmund at short. How about Walker in left?
Walker is not hitting second. I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
O'Neill.
How about O'Neill second?
Yes.
In center?
Yes.
And Goldie third, first base?
That's correct.
Contreras, fourth catching?
That's correct.
Okay. Now Walker, fifth in left field.
No, I'm sorry. I would have probably gone in that spot too, but it's not Walker today.
Nootbaar.
No, I'm sorry.
Gorman at third base hitting fifth.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, son of a sack
ass. BD.
Who else do they have?
Brandon Donovan wouldn't be a fifth place hitter.
No, I'm sorry.
Carlson?
That's correct. Oh. Dylan Carlson's in right field today.
Okay, Newt Bart. Newt's not there.
Power hitter.
Next.
I think you were right.
Now Gorman at third base.
Nolan Gorman is not in today.
Oh. Well, how about Donovan at... Hell, I don't know. I'm out of players.
Jordan Walker
is DHing. Lars Nootbaar, global sensation and World Baseball Classic champion Lars Nootbaar, is hitting seventh and playing left.
Okay.
Mason Wynn is playing second today. And Donovan is playing third and batting ninth. Plowhawk, this is your favorite kind of game. It's a Steven Matz game.
Ooh.
I tell you what, I love that lineup. I mean, obviously replacing Arenado. But Gorman going to be tough not to put in the lineup, though, with how he's playing. I realize none of it. I love that sneaky lineup.
Surprised Donovan's not hitting leadoff.
Yeah, I would jumble a couple players up.
Here is my theory on that, because he hasn't played for a few days or didn't play as much. When I went to the game 2 days ago against the Nationals, he was playing short. But just to get Edmonds more at bats, have him lead off.
Sure.
That would be my theory behind why he's there.
Arenado
gets a day off.
He has not had a very good spring.
Yeah.
Carlson fifth and O'Neill second. Those are the two I'm not huge fans of in terms of where they're at. But, yeah, I like
well, nowadays you try to get your power up there early. Yeah. Aaron Judge hit second most of last year, didn't he?
Well, no, that was my point. You get the power up there early, and so why isn't Dylan Carlson hitting fifth?
Well, O'Neill's got more power than Carlson.
Well, I know. I'm not saying switch those two. I'm saying those two particularly should not be 2 and 5 in the lineup in terms of batting. But again, like
I think in their ideal world, O'Neill hitting second is perfect. Having that kind of
thought the Yankees would send over the, you know, borderline players, because that's what usually goes on at this point in baseball when there is any semblance of travel. But when they played Natitude yesterday, over here on this side of the state, the Yankees traveling across from Tampa, St. Pete, Rizzo, Stanton, Hicks, all made the trip. Judge did not, but I was kind of surprised to see those names in the Torres. Surprised to see those names in the lineup.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're getting close. I guess they need to play at this point.
Yeah.
Good litmus test for Steven Matz. See how he's working against a top tier team like that.
Yeah. He's been pretty good this spring, Matz, hasn't he? He had one great outing.
I'm going to be optimistic about him.
We have to be.
Well, now why wouldn't you be?
Because he pitched to May last year?
Well, he was hurt.
Great season.
How about Montgomery? He was terrific yesterday.
Cinco de Mayo, he shut
was.
It down.
Doug, it was a 0-0 tie. Thank you, fans.
Can't get any more exciting than that. God. A 0-0 spring training game. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you honestly may not be able to pay me enough to sit through one of those.
Yeah, and we still have people complaining about the World Baseball Classic. We shouldn't be playing it. Yeah, let's get back to those 0-0 spring training games that everybody loves so much.
With players,
Doug, I don't know if you saw any of the video of me getting in work yesterday. Did you watch some of that?
No, I didn't see.
I posted that also, a picture in my rearview mirror with duck lips. I walked up on the driving range, and I had heard that Aaron from the Yankees was on the premises, and I'm going, God, Aaron Judge is hitting balls, and he's what, like 5'9"?
Yeah, 5'10"? Little guy, yeah.
6'7".
The cleats are what really does it.
Right.
But it turns out it was Aaron Hicks who was on the driving range, and I tried to find his handicap because I'm that big of a loser, because this guy could absolutely bomb it. Now, the fact that he could bomb it as a professional athlete isn't really all that surprising,
no.
But I could tell by the swing he could play
but I was never able to find his index. So he and three of his teammates played the champion course over at PGA National, despite the fact that he went 0-for-2, and I kind of would have liked to have seen him maybe spend some time in the cage after that loss to the Nationals and work on his game and not hit the golf course.
Right, maybe, or just go back to your room and sulk.
Fans, not the money. Thank you. Thank you. But there he is on the range and then out there playing golf with his teammates, and I wasn't happy about that, and I used one of my burners to take him out on Twitter, and hopefully the New York Post will cover that. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Hicks was bombing, absolutely bombing. And Doug, pull up video of Rory McIlroy's swing.
Okay.
There, you see it? What he does at the top of his swing, his body's moving one direction, that lower body right there, that lower body is moving one direction while the swing, as he is approaching the golf club, the golf ball is moving a different direction, and we call that lag. He
do
is
you?
Creating lag,
okay.
And that is what Aaron Hicks is able to do. He creates lag, and there's something to be said for being a professional athlete. And I would like all the children listening to today's program to think about that. There is something to be said for being a professional athlete.
Where are my oven mitts?
Tug did actually pull up a video of Rory McIlroy's swing.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yes. He's looking at it right now. It's great.
It's so
do you
crazy.
See that? Do you see that
slow
lag? Because he's not even taller than me.
Yeah.
But he creates that lag.
He turns his back 110 degrees before his hips move 1 degree. It's unbelievable flexibility.
All right.
And to do that at the commissioner of the PGA Tour.
He's
well.
Not the commissioner.
best okay. swing on tour. Best yeah. swing in the game of golf.
It's probably the hardest to replicate.
Shot at Adam Scott out of nowhere.
Rory's finish is better, in my opinion, than Adam Scott's. I think, like, textbook technical, Rory's is perfect.
Tim, the reason you couldn't find Hicks's handicap is because he's a grit guy. Thanks. That's from Kurt's former coworker.
I hung the t-shirt back up fully so you can kind of
yeah,
see
the grit t-shirt.
Coming back at that time of year.
Plaz, you should wear that grit t-shirt to the Fan Page Club Championship.
I love the material of it. It's about four sizes too big.
It's a cotton t-shirt.
Shrink it. Shrink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could shrink it, yeah.
Tim, hopefully that little fella from the putt-putt course was able to watch Aaron unload. That's from Hammer and Hank. I don't think I told this story on TMA. I think I told it on Balloon Party. Is that correct, Jackson?
Yeah.
Do you recall?
Yeah, it was just on BP.
So many different shows. Doug, this is a true story. Someday earlier this week, my wife and I took our 5-year-old son. There's a putt-putt course right by Roger Dean Stadium in the area that is called Abacoa.
Mm-hmm.
And we took him there just to F off and play miniature golf. Not many people around at that time. It was mid-afternoon. And there is a father, I believe he was a father, with two kids, I would guess just slightly older than our 5-year-old. And he is, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not exaggerating it, he is berating his son for missing a putt. Again, this is on miniature golf,
mm-hmm.
and I would guess he's 6 or 7 years old. He's berating him. Now the child is weeping uncontrollably, and the father then says, "You are never going to play high school golf with this attitude."
Wow, dude.
The kid had it coming. You can't
miss them. I'm probably leaving some of it out because I didn't sit there and stare at it. It was, you know, a few holes away, but I'm going. And my wife saw it, too. I go, God, I heard golf dad is a special kind of parent, but miniature golf dad I didn't even know exist.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, if it's inside the leather and he still missed it, then the kid had it coming. Discipline. Discipline is the thing.
Yep. Gotta teach him young, Doug.
Did they stop playing at that point, or did he finish his
well? As it continued, and the kid was crying. I mean, he was truly crying. The father said, "If you don't stop your crying, we're going to leave." And I don't know if they wound up finishing the round or not. I haven't checked my putt-putt gin index to see if he posted his number or not.
Well, I'm guessing the kid may actually lose his love for the game and not play high school golf.
Yeah, I mean, subconsciously, that will stick with him for a while.
Sure. That's quite a threat. You'll never play high school golf.
Jeez. On a mini golf course. Ooh.
On a miniature golf course. I mean, if I saw that crap over at like a, you know, a nice course in a practice area as in a real golf area with a 6 or 7 year old, like, God, that is so uncomfortable. But to do it on a putt-putt course, holy crap.
Well, did you yell at Jameson at all?
You know, I held him accountable. I didn't like his stance. As we tried to negotiate that clown's mouth, I really feel like he pushed it, and I berated him a little bit. But the way I do it is I kneel down and I clench my teeth and I say, "You listen here. Next time you're putting in that clown's mouth, you make sure you line that thing up first, all right? Or else you'll never play over at St. Louis University High School, assuming I continue to donate enough money." That's how I kind of handled it.
And I hope the younger one saw that, too, to know what's coming up for him. To know that the same thing is in store should he fall out of line.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You got to send a message to the oldest.
If you are not smart enough to time the windmill arms, forget about golf. You are going to be a total failure at whatever you do in life. That's from the Wentzville Wien Peeker.
Yeah. Oh, man.
True.
I've seen it too many times with parents just giving it to their kids, and I could just tell that kid's not going to continue playing this sport for much longer.
A lot of life lessons to be learned on the putt-putt course.
I've never seen it on a mini golf course before.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I could see like if they like were like messing around, like threw the putter into the little lake, then that's a time where you might want to discipline your child.
Yeah.
But because they missed a putt, that is a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Good morning. Mr. Licks plays miniature golf in Destin. Thanks. That's from the Warson Woods Wacko. And they continue.
What's wrong with that?
I play a lot of miniature golf on Florida vacations.
Sure. That and go-karting.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I once tried to turn around on a go-kart track.
And go the wrong way?
Yeah.
Why?
So it was like a simple track, just around and around. And they said, all right, everyone come in. But I was in first place. I had won the whole time. It was because my family. I didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
And so I figured whoever came in first to the little track where you start would be the winner. And so I tried turning around and I couldn't fully turn around. I slammed into the side and the people had to stop everyone else because I was a loose cannon.
I hope your dad blistered you for that.
Yeah, no, I heard about it.
Yeah.
I heard about it. Yeah. That actually I deserved.
You were
to
trying
be
to do
that. That was super dangerous.
Donuts?
I tried
like
to turn around, go the wrong way. Yeah, I tried to just completely spin around.
How old were you?
10.
Oh.
Doug, watch this. You're going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
How's he know where we're going? Wonderful. P's, T's, and A's. 1987?
Yeah.
Almost. I don't know the years, Tim.
Yeah, almost positive that's the year.
John
yep,
Hughes.
1987.
Okay.
I got a spot here this morning where the sun is shining into my laptop, and I cannot see. So I'm gonna move it over here, Doug. Now I think the glare from the east will be reduced. Guys, I heard yesterday Mr. Licks was bragging in the Pillar pickup line about his Table Rock Lake timeshare. That's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle. Boy, this Our Lady of Pillar pickup line is a...
It's a happening place.
Hotbed of activity. The bad part for the kid at putt-putt is it's probably worse in life at home when nobody is watching. That's from Starfish Street. I would agree with that assessment. That is most likely the case. Let's see. Guys, I cannot tell you how great the show has been since... Oh, I'm not going to read that.
No.
Please, can the 10 handicap on the dais continue to tell me who has the best swing form on the PGA Tour? That's from Herb's Hog. Is that your buddy Herb coming after you, Jackson?
No, he would know better. When I was in school for golf management, they would show us videos of Rory, and they're like, this is like the perfect swing. If you can teach someone close to this, then you're golden. Like, that was taught to us as like videos of Rory being like the most perfect swing. So that's why I say that. People just like to hate.
Oh.
Herb's Hog being
but
one of them.
But this is not Herb. This is not Herb.
No, man. Herb Brown. is a sweet, sweet man who just likes to love.
How sweet is Herb?
Oh, he's a wonderful human being. And this person clearly doesn't share the same characteristics as Herb because he wouldn't say something so asinine.
You should take a page out of Iggy's book and challenge him to a match of golf.
Right. Put your golf where your mouth is.
You want to go up against him, Jackson? Doug, I'm very bullish on Jackson. I think Jackson is going to go low just needs to, something needs to happen as he attacks the ball to hit his 7-iron further than 140 yards. And we just can't figure that out. I don't have the gift to figure out what it is. I just know he must be adding loft when he strikes that ball. And I just don't know. I don't have the answer.
I'm working on some drills that are helping with that. I was in the cold the other day. I was hitting balls, and it was going closer to 150, 155. So that gives me a lot of promise.
Are you hitting them straight at least?
Yeah.
Well, then why not just use a 6-iron?
Because once we get lower than a 7, ball striking becomes inconsistent with my 6, 5, and 4 iron. But now I'm working on, I have a new drill, and it's on a new swing.
What's your drill, bro?
It's all about, like, dropping the club what feels like behind my ass.
Oh!
So get that
in-to-out swing plane going, and then also fully finishing the swing, like making sure my wrists come through, and then fully finishing the swing with my weight forward.
Release that club.
Exactly.
Release.
So that's all I'm really working on at the range.
Over my chest.
Huh.
That and 15-yard chip shots. And we're going to go low. We're going to go low this summer.
How low are you going this summer?
As low as we can.
Jackson told me privately that if he doesn't win the Fan Page Club Championship, he is going to resign from Balloon Party.
Oh, really?
That's what it's going to be.
Wouldn't he?
What an explanation that would be on the show.
Wouldn't he lose on purpose then?
I didn't win our radio show's golf tournament.
That's it.
A net event, and now I'm going to quit the show I do from 10 to 11. I'm sure they would accept it. They don't care what the reason.
They would
be.
Understand.
They would just be happy.
Sure.
Yeah, thrilled.
You guys, you know what failure at miniature golf at 6 looks like later in life? A middle-aged man who is claimed as a dependent by his father-in-law and drives a Honda Odyssey with a 30A sticker. That's from the Warson Woods Wacko. This Warson Woods Wacko is loaded for bear today, and he is ratcheting up the attacks on Mr. Licks.
I'm not going to stand for any Licks slander.
I will.
You're Mr. Licks Lemming on KGNO 10.
Absolutely. Team Licks.
Who do you think has more support, Mr. Licks or Orson Woods Wacko?
Orson Woods Wacko.
Oh, I don't know.
I think Orson Woods Wacko, I would agree with that.
I hate to see the Honda Odyssey get thrown under the bus.
It's a fine whip.
It's a decent vehicle.
Yeah. Fine.
Mr. Licks has sent in a text in caps, which, Doug, that's how you know somebody means business, if the text comes in caps. I am sick and tired of people saying I spend any time in Destin. I don't think about Destin. I don't even consider going anywhere near the panhandle. I guarantee you Algonquin has reciprocals with some condo building that's 3 blocks north of 30A, so he's not even beachfront. I vacation exclusively in Turks and in Grand Cayman. Thank you. That's Mr. Licks.
I don't buy a word of it.
Get him, Licks.
I'm sick and tired of people shaming Destin.
What's wrong with Destin?
That's a wonderful place.
It is.
It's fine. People are.
Oh, it's not good enough for some of our listeners.
There's nothing wrong with Destin. Being in Destin is cool.
It's not far enough south.
Turks and Grand Cayman, I hear, are beautiful as well, but, you know, don't shame people for where they go. People like what they like.
If they want to go to Bull Shoals, you're okay with that too, probably.
Gulf Shores, Alama?
No, Bull Shoals.
What the hell is
that? That's at Kentucky?
Down there by the Ozarks, isn't it?
Oh.
Bull Shoals.
Sounds about right.
Water smells funny there.
I'm golfing at Timber Lakes in Staunton.
Oh, well,
you always talk about
me.
On Sunday.
You are Sunday? What's the weather going to be like on Sunday?
It was supposed to be pretty damn nice.
Bet it's wet.
We're going to get like 4 inches of rain here over the next day and a half.
High of 61.
There's your dedication, Doug. Have fun losing in the first round of the Grand Page Club Championship.
Can't get that work in.
Oh, Doug, are you playing in the FPCC?
I don't think so.
I was just putting him in there, but I didn't think he was.
I was about to say, we got 57 or 58 spots. By the way, thank you for bringing that up, because I forgot to mention the Jay Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship, which is presented by the wonderful people at Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbohydrates, and also the studio sponsor here on TMA. I posted yesterday the field of players, and I think it's 57 or 58, and since I am staring dead into the sun, I can't see it exactly at the moment. So if you would like to sign up, what we will do is we will randomly draw the remaining 7 or 8 spots, and then we will have an alternate list in order. And all you got to do is just say, I want to be able to play on the fan page. And then we will have our field of 64, and then we will collect the handicaps. But it is a thread on the TMA fan page on Facebook. If you have not joined, apply to join, answer the questions. And Jackson and I, we get together every night at around 9 o'clock, and we vet fan page membership applications. Mm. And that's what we will do this evening.
Yep. It's a tradition like no other.
And this is the tournament where you got to play several and then you forfeit because you've had enough and you
That's
quit.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're hoping to get people who will forfeit. You can make your way through pretty. You can sail through if you get the right pairing. Yeah.
Yeah, the Loomster was accused of only appearing in the championship because he forfeited his way to the championship, and I just don't think that that is fair.
No. Didn't he win the thing?
Second place.
No, Chris Heck, who I think could be our first repeat champion.
Oh, yeah.
I see he is a 2.7 right now. This guy is playing really good golf, and his distance is not something you can teach. You either have it or you don't, Jack. But if he has refined his short game in the off season, this is a guy who can go really low, and I don't care how many pops you're getting, you could be another victim of Chris Heck as he returns to the winner's circle in the J. Randolph Junior Fan Page Club Championship presented by Michelob Ultra. This is an exciting time of year, Doug.
Well, I don't know how exciting it is. Well, when's everyone going to start playing?
April 30th, Gateway National, balls in the air at 11:30, brother.
Okay, everybody there at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a who's who and of
it is.
Of the same.
Yeah, Ladue News covers it.
Huh. Patch maybe.
Satellite trucks.
And so then the winners from April 30th, they advance to the next round.
Yeah.
The round of 32. That's correct.
Will Doug's big channel be out there? Some coverage?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Satellite truck, the whole bit, yeah.
Only in-law dependents go to Turks and Caicos or the Caymans. Those locations are cruise ship fat people cesspools. That's from the Morrison Woods.
Then where the hell are you supposed to go? If all these places suck, what is good?
I don't know.
Is it St. Martin's or bust? Like, eventually you're going to run out of places to go if everywhere else is like if a cruise
Look,
ship
everybody
stops
who listens to this show is so wealthy.
I know. They can go anywhere they want to go.
Right. So if a cruise ship stops at a place, it then turns into a fat cesspool. Where are you supposed to go?
Are there a lot of fatties on cruise ships?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can confirm.
All you can eat food, not much moving around. Oh, my God. It's
like a
paradise.
Casino buffet type of
there's
setup.
There's usually casinos on the cruises.
Oh, so you double the beef.
People just.
Yeah.
I've seen, yeah. It's
just doing that for days.
Like how heavy? What would be the average stat of the
I was like 8, so I didn't necessarily have like a pen and paper out, but
what would you think?
Like what would you see if you went to, you know, the East Coast and you went to a beach on the East Coast? Like that's what you would see. Like
probably a bunch of fights.
Why East Coast?
Well, yeah, I stand by my statement, but like if you went to like a beach in Jersey, that's what you'd see.
Yeah.
A lot of body hair.
Oh.
But it's also
a lot of wise guys.
But there also is like
yum.
You know, people in shape, certainly, but there are also your heavies.
Wow.
Your heavies.
I love that term more than heavies.
Yeah.
Little Tommy Tribbins has issued a statement. Doug, he won the 2022 Texture of the Year, if memory serves, at the year-end awards. He says, Mr. Licks is absolutely the guy who travels to tacky-ass Myrtle Beach and claims it's, quote, a destination golf resort. He definitely wears a Pray for Birdies hat on the golf course and has a full set of the Barstool Kisner Ain't No Hobby head covers. Thanks. That's from Little Tommy Tribbins.
I like Myrtle Beach. I've been there many times. That's a fun place.
That's
Jackson,
South Carolina?
You like every destination, and you will not let people shame others' vacations. Not everybody can go to St. Bart's.
Absolutely. That Myrtle Beach is where I turned around in the golf cart and the go-kart. So,
wait, is it?
There I am.
Yeah, so I have
Florida?
A long...
Why am I thinking South Carolina?
It's South Carolina.
It is South Carolina.
Yeah. I almost went to school in Myrtle Beach, Coastal Carolina.
Oh, you were this close.
You and Dustin Johnson.
Yes. It was one of three schools I was considering, FGCU, Mizzou, and Coastal Carolina.
Were they disappointed when you notified that you were going to FGCU? ECU.
No, they probably just moved right the hell on. The dorms were 4 to a dorm, and I was like, ooh, that doesn't sound good at all.
4 to a room?
4 to a room, and it was like the size of a dorm at Mizzou.
Oh, gosh.
2 bunk beds, and it would have been just straight.
Lots of men, just like East Tennessee in 3 weeks.
You've always kind of liked bunking with a lot of guys in a remote location.
Well, I learned from the best.
I never went to Tennessee with 12.
Doug, it looks like we are being sued again.
Okay.
As of this morning, I have engaged Polsinelli and will be legally pursuing libel and slander claims against many texters. I will not allow Destin, Myrtle Beach, Cruises to be attached to me or my name. Let me remind you all that Wacko was initially the one sour on the common folk who live south of Manchester. Thank you. That is from Mr. Lick. So he will be filing suit against texters. Doug, he has engaged Polsinelli. So that's who's going to be representing him.
Yeah. I see that law firm sign on one of the buildings downtown. So I guess they're high powered. So he must mean business.
He does.
What are you going to do?
And it's common folks only who live south of Manchester?
That's correct.
All right.
Yep. So things are happening, unfortunately, on this show. About every 10 years, we get sued either by a texter or a Hall of Fame first baseman.
Right.
And I guess it's another 10 years. Speaking of which, I don't know if anybody saw, friend of the program, Adam Long, got to play with Albert Pujols yesterday.
Oh really?
Did you see that? Yeah, how about that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess he is in the opposite field event in, I think it's in the Dominican, the match play going on in Austin, Texas for the top 64 players. Adam at the moment not in the top 64, so he's in the opposite field event, and he got to play with Albert Pujols, who I believe is now like a 3 or 4 handicap.
He's got a good swing.
Doug, once again, it helps to be a professional athlete. Think about
right,
that.
Right, right. And to have some hand-eye coordination and the strength of 10 men.
He's been out and about a lot since he retired. He was in the celebrity game for the All-Star game. He was in the program at the Waste Management. Now he's at the program in this thing. Good for Albert. Living his best life post-retirement.
I bet when he gets a hold of a golf ball, he can hit 400 yards.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then I know Freeze, absolutely, D. Freeze, got hooked on it. And he was like a 12, and I just looked him up. He's down to a 6.9. Doug, once again, it helps to be a professional athlete.
That's the theme of today's program.
Yeah, plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of instructors, you know.
And natural
gifted athlete. You summed it up, brother.
Yeah.
Natural. Arenado's down to a 2.1. Wow. How about that?
I always find it interesting with baseball players because the swing is different. You know, in baseball, you're swinging up on it. Golf, you're swinging down. That's why I feel like hockey players are like naturally kind of good at golf because the swing is pretty similar.
You're swinging up on it with the driver, but swinging down on it with other
guys. I don't know that it's the same, that it translates at all. They're just good athletes.
Sure.
And hope.
The same guys could probably be better basketball players than you if they wanted to be. And they'd be better football players than you if they wanted to be. They're just good at. They're just world class athletes.
They can't shoot like me.
I bet they could.
Hope Arenado doesn't take golf too seriously and doesn't focus on the task at hand.
That's a take.
Yeah,
that's
and
a
that's,
take.
And that's the wild.
We have a mic drop
around.
On 101 for that.
Yeah. When they lose a playoff series, I expect him to pout and sulk entire offseason, not work his handicap down to a 2.
This season, it's wild card or bust, and you can't possibly be golfing when Matt's giving up 7 and 2/3 of an inning.
I might put a picture up on the Instagram of you saying wild card or bust.
That dolt doesn't know anyone at Polsinelli. I'm surprised the moron was even able to spell it. Get bent, Licks. Hashtag Team Warson Woods Wacko. It's my birthday in 12 days. Mm. That's from the first ever Milagro Tequila listener of the month. Doug, that is Beer Cats. He won in the month of January. Natty Nate in February. Who is going to win in the month of March? You can apply right now. It's a matter of a real thorough application process. Jackson, what do? You post a fake picture and a fake application, and then you're entered into the competition at tmastl.com? Mm,
yeah, more
sounds
or
like
less.
Joining the fan page.
More or less, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take too long to apply. But, you got to apply to win, so head on over to tmastl.com.
And if Brian Henschen were to win, Missouri would continue to be shut out from the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month pool.
Just shows how regional of a show this is. It does. It cuts a wide swath.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Good morning, fellas. My neighbor Dieter has a 30-second spot on Great Day St. Louis this morning promoting his power washing business. So we'll start tossing ourselves off after that's done.
What?
Might be a good idea to start priming your engines right after the commercial break, and then we'll hop right into it. Thanks, that's from Gunter.
Gunter, a couple Gunter's German back. Kids. Dieter and Gunter.
Doug, prime yourself.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, head to the bullpen.
Tim, I'd play, but I'll be down at Mayakoba shooting 130 while my wife is back at the resort getting turned inside out by some hot tan cabana boys. Can you ask Mr. Licks if he's played and has any pro tips? That's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville in Webster Groves.
Mm. Wow. Jeez. Poor lady. Everyone's on vacation.
Everybody's vacationing.
Yeah. Spring break.
Let's see what we got here.
Tropical vacation.
Oh, here we go. It's kind of like holes. When you're attacking the front butt, you're kind of pounding up on it. When you're pounding that back door, you're pounding downwards while he or she is, and then it gets a little too graphic.
Didn't need
it. Federal Communications Commission. Doug, that's from the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Grove.
Well, I'm going to suspend him. Recovering alcoholic, you just got yourself suspended. Suspended for a period of 2 days' time. Your name, as we speak, is going into the suspension log. You don't expect it feels very good. Don't think it feels very good at all. It shouldn't.
Hey, Tim, I just drove a full hour and I didn't hear one drop on the show. Stop playing on the internet and play some drops. That's from Harrison's brother, Master. And I got higher with my vocal pitch because then he went to caps and I wanted to drive home that he had typed in caps.
I mean, what kind of drops were we playing in this
just
conversation?
Just anything. Just
right
hit
now?
Anything. Like, I get this guy off our ass.
Doug, you are one of the greatest people.
Yeah, just hit it. Just hit some sort of drop.
Anything will do.
Maryland should have been better. They had some injuries.
There. Is that what he lives
hot
for?
Hot and cold. You know, their best players, hot and cold.
I like the one from yesterday. Michael, come on.
Michael, no.
My audio just keeps playing on the phone. I swear to God, I've got it turned off.
What are you on, that TikTok for that hot girl who used to be a goalie?
No, I still got my alarm going off to wake me up this morning.
Wake up, Doug.
God, I guess it.
Wake up. It's the first of the month. All right, it is 7:59 in St. Louis. This is the Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Doug LaSalve, and Vaughn Action Jackson in the Michelob Ultra Studios for the vacation in Ken Stroh. The Plowhawk is on the ones and twos. KG and O-Town is in the Seckman Studios. We will take a commercial break. Come back with our appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.